The Woods Around Lake Regular Board Meeting, February 17, 2015.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to call to order the Village Regular Board Meeting for February 17, 2015. 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fred.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Chabon.
Present.
Trustee Rizzini.
Present.
John, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of February 2, 2015?
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Simoncelli, seconded by Trustee Wozinski. Is there any comments?
I was not present. I would like to explain.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And Henry Fry abstains. I would like to draw the attention to the board to item 7.2, adopt an ordinance amending the Round Lake Village Code 2006 as amended by rescinding a local amendment to building code related to automatic sprinkler systems in the village buildings. I would like to pull this from the agenda today. I've sent a lot of information out. I'm asked if everybody has received it. I hope they did, but we haven't had any conversation about it, so I would like to table this for this evening.
Mr. Mayor, point of order. We've already voted this down, so I was part of the round of rules. I was just back to the board discussers how to produce an act.
I'll defer to our public attorney.
Trustee, you're referring to a motion to reconsider, and that motion to reconsider is a right of the trustees as to whether or not to reconsider an item. In Round Lake, the mayor can put anything on the agenda at any time. We don't have a rule prohibiting that. But the reconsideration motion gives the trustees the right to bring something back to the agenda. Does that answer your question? There's three opinions for every two attorneys.
So 7.2 will be placed back on the agenda at a later date to be announced. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Item 4.1, public comment. Is there any? May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes items 5.1 through 5.4. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $368,593.92. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending February 8, 2015 in the amount of $126,197.69. Item 5.3, adopt an ordinance authorizing the police department to dispose of village-owned surplus property through public auction. And item 5.4, adopt a resolution to continue to participate in the Northern Illinois Police Alarm System Annual Membership and Emergency Service Team Assessment.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any conversation? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Rizzini.
Aye.
I think Trustee Trippon said aye.
Aye.
Item 6.1.
Clerk's office.
Well, apparently there is supposed to be a young person here to do this presentation, and I do not... Not that anybody's old, but I do not see it.
Wait, is it you? Would you like to give an essay?
So We will table this for another day.
We'll table this. The school district contacted me a couple of weeks ago, and there were four students who wrote essays about what they would like to see in their village. And the essays were given to the board, to the school board. They were very impressive and well written, and they asked if they could have one come here. I asked them if it would be a resident of the village of Round Lake, so maybe something happened at the late moment that they were scheduled. Let's see if we can reschedule that. Item 7.1, administration. Adopt a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement authorizing Round Lake School District 116 to purchase road salt from the village of Round Lake. Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Kelly.
Aye.
Trustee Trifon.
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Under finance, item 8.1, village website update. Mr. Johnson.
Good evening, Mayor, Board of Trustees. I just want to give a brief update on the village website RFP. The RFP hit the streets on January 26th, and they were due back last Friday, February 13th. We received 7 proposals back, so that was a good return rate. Staff will continue the rest of this week to review and evaluate the proposals received. Then over the next 2 weeks, February 23rd to March 6th, we'll have presentations to admin, conference calls, due diligence, recommendations, reference checks, things like that. Hopefully bring back something that included a whole meeting on Monday, March 16th, and then bring it back to the village board on Monday, April 6th. Based on the proposals, all the responses, the time frame is about 3 to 5 months from start to go live. So we're expecting to be in that time frame. That's kind of the tentative schedule we're hoping to follow. And if there's any questions at this point, happy to answer.
Thank you, Shane. Public Works Community Development, Building Special Events, Mayor's Council. Oh, special events. Would you like to be recognized now, Vicki, or the committee at all? I'll leave it to you.
No.
Now, Mayor comments. Before we go to any of the listed ones, we received heartbreaking news today. One that put a tear in my eye, and I hope one doesn't appear now. Our youngest junior officer, A.J. Peterson, that we swore in a couple of weeks ago, succumbed to his illness and passed away. And I'm so proud of the village. I'm so proud of the fire department. I'm so proud of our police department. Mike Gillette, hats off to you again. What we did for that little boy, we put a smile on his face. God bless all of you. If we could have a moment of silence to remember A.J. Peterson. Thank you. Item 14.1, Congressman Bob Dole's Open House and Forum, February 21st, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. As you know, we were successful finally. We have a contract and agreement at the 10th Congressional District Office satellite for Bob Dole, who's here in the village of Round Lake. Bravo. The open house is scheduled for the date that I just mentioned, February 21st, 2:30 to 3:30. There is a slight conflict, but we've figured out how to make positive out of the negative. The Round Lake Area School District is having a school board meeting in open house that's going to last all day, finish about the time that we're starting. But Bob is intending on going to the school district to make an appearance there, give a brief presentation, and invite everybody that's attending that meeting to come over here for the open house. So please, everybody, if you can, attend that. I sent a letter to liaison for Bob, Jenny Wood, who will be working here a lot, from some downtown businessmen, business owners in the area that she can invite and try to make this as successful as we can. So please reach out to people that you know and inform them and have this open house be a success. The elevated Route 53-120 corridor plan, Steve and Shane and I met with Mr. Barry Burton, who is the administrator for the County of Lake, along with the Lake County Board Chairman, Aaron Waller, and basically went through the Finance Committee draft report, started talking about land use and concerns that we have here in the Village of Round Lake on how the 53 corridor can impact us both positively and negatively, and concerns that we have with or entrance and access points, exit points for Route 53. As you know, George Monaco has been from our Zone Plan Commission attending these meetings ever since I was invited to be on the BRAC committee, and George has taken that place and served as well and has raised interesting questions. And we're continuing negotiations with that. Do you recall the next meeting, Steve?
Thursday.
And this is land use, correct?
That's correct.
So more updates on that as it continues to unfold since 1958. The story's lost. But it certainly seems that, I don't know if they're making more progress, but they certainly are more organized than ever. Horrible cold coming again. Everybody drive safely. Be careful out there. Record lows again. They don't call for a lot of snow, so hopefully Public Works is going to get a break and we don't have any disasters. That's all I have. Trustees comments.
Just my thoughts and prayers out to the kids and family.
Likewise for me, I mean, I really feel bad for that for AJ. So God never does anything wrong, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Making a motion to adjourn.
Exactly.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Frye. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adjourned. 7:14.